Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
Two royal babies arrived yesterday. Who are they? And what are they allowed to eat? Find out here as we get you in the loop.
Duchess Meghan Markle gave birth to a baby boy who is now seventh in line for the throne, which, if you ask me, is just unfair. Making a baby kill six people?
Getting you up to date with everything you need to know today.
And probably a few things you don't.
The Jeff and Jen Show is getting you in the loop.
We don't get into politics much on the Jeff and Jen Show, but we do like to let you know what is going on, especially when it is a big headline. And today, all eyes on Governor Brian Kemp. He is set to sign the anti-abortion heartbeat bill into law today, a move that's going to set in motion a drawn-out legal battle that Republican supporters hope lands in the U.S. Supreme Court. So he was long expected to sign this House Bill 481, which would ban most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, making it one of the nation's strictest laws of its kind. The bill is going to be inked at 10 a.m. today in the governor's ceremonial office. All right. In Washington, Tiger Woods was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Here is President Trump on Tiger's comeback.
Tiger was back on top and won his first major in 11 years. And that was some major. Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life, and for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories. We can't wait to see what's next, Tiger. It's going to be good because there are no winners like you.
And here is Tiger Woods.
This has been an unbelievable experience. To have the support that I've had for all these years, and everyone here has seen and been with me for my entire life, and some of you for more than half my life. You've seen the good and the bad, the highs and the lows, and I would not be in this position without all of your help. In 97, yes, I won the Masters, and I was there too. I ended up hugging my dad and my mom. My dad's no longer here, but my mom's here. I love you, Mom. Thank you.
Definitely an emotional day for Tiger yesterday.
If I was him, I wouldn't have gone. And not for any political reason, nothing like that. I wouldn't have gone because I think he just jinxed the rest of his golf season. Like, it's not a comeback. It was one win. There's four majors.
So you think he needs to keep going until...
He should have been like, thank you, Mr. President, but can I see you at the end of the golf season?
So now you think he's just going to flop the rest of the year?
Yes, it's like, let's say your entire...
I don't know. He's pretty much on top of his game. I don't think it works that way.
He was on top of his game 11 years ago, too. I'm just saying, if your entire grade is determined by four exams and you ace the first one, don't go celebrate, right? It's not a comeback.
I don't know. I don't think I agree with you on that one.
I think he jinxed himself.
All right, we'll see what happens. All right, Atlanta United fans, you can soon order your specialized license plate here in Georgia. It has Atlanta United's logo featured on the left side, and the bottom of it says Unite and Conquer in gold letters. Governor Brian Kemp signed into law the bill that brings the license plate to Georgia, and you can order yours in a pre-order on May 28th.
That is cool.
Yeah, so
that's going to be popular.
Five Stripes fans are super pumped for this, and it is on the way. So May 28th, mark your calendar, put a little reminder in there. That's the first day you can pre-order it.
The only reason I wouldn't get something like that, Atlanta United you'd be okay with, I think, but like I would be nervous getting the plates that have like the college teams on them or...
That's what I have.
Or the... Don't you get nervous that, because yours is a Noles, right?
Yeah, Florida State. Go Noles.
Okay, wouldn't you be nervous if the other Florida team guy got behind you, like a cop who's a Gator?
No, because I actually think that Seminoles let me into traffic.
Oh.
And I will let other Noles into traffic.
Shut up. Do you really?
Faster than
That's
other
amazing.
Teams. Yeah. If
That's
I see
amazing.
They've got Florida State Seminoles on their cars anywhere, I'm nicer to you in traffic.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I bet that is across the board. I bet Georgia Bulldog fans are nicer to other Bulldog fans in traffic.
Yes, I would.
If you can back me up on that, would you call us right now? 404-263-0941. If you are nicer to other people who have your same college stuff on their cars, let me know if I'm the only one.
I feel like that's probably true.
I stereotype based on your county.
Oh, you do?
Oh, sure. If you're in town, but you got yourself like a... like a Douglas County plate. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. The guy already said it. I'm like, oh, this is not going to go well. We're driving through Midtown.
And you think they don't know how to drive?
And then they usually crush it. But I still, for a quick minute, I'm like,
That is hilarious.
Or if like I'm way out in the sticks somewhere and I see a Cobb County plate, gosh. I'm like, well, you're lost, even though I'm cruising around my Fulton County plate.
All right, a couple.
Then, in God we trust people, you don't. They will cut you off in a heartbeat.
Don't they all say "In God We Trust"?
Mm-mm. You can get
in
that
in Georgia.
Nope, you can get that in place of your county now.
Oh, yep. I did not know that.
Some people do that to protect against the stereotyping that I do.
All right, two royal babies were born yesterday. The first, of course, in Great Britain, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Welcome to baby boy.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could ever possibly imagine. I'm so incredibly proud of my wife. As every father and parent would ever say, you know, your baby is absolutely amazing, but this little thing is absolutely to die for, so I'm just over the moon.
Oh, you can hear that joy in his voice. It is so cute.
His British accent boy sounds like my American talking to a dog boy. Hey, you boy. Good boy. Good boy.
And Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fisher, are proud parents of their own royal baby, who was born on Sunday. Amy Schumer posted a picture of it yesterday. And, of course, during her pregnancy, had this to say.
I'll tell you who it's not fun to be pregnant at the exact same time as. Meghan Markle. I think we're, like, to the day the same amount pregnant. And there's been no bump. She, like, cups where the bump will be. People see me. They're like, oh, the last couple weeks are the hardest, right?
So congratulations to all the royal babies. And we found this list of what royal babies are allowed to eat and not allowed to eat. Over in England, now I'm not sure Amy Schumer will follow the same one, but Meghan and Harry certainly will. The baby's diet has to include apples and pears from the Queen's estate, and all of them are hand pureed. The baby will never receive any packaged baby food, and of course it will all solely be organic food.
Of course it will.
Of course.
Can't contaminate the royal boy. Jen, say hello to Stephanie in Dunwoody, who's ready to back you up.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. What's your college team?
I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan.
And are you nice?
I must say. What's that?
I was going to say, are you nicer to Buckeye fans in traffic?
Oh, 100%. Mm. Absolutely. But you know what? I back you up too, Jeff, because if I'm driving, you know, in DeKalb County, and I notice somebody's driving like a tool and they're local, you know, come on, man. Like, you know these roads. You know the traffic.
You live here.
But if you're out of town, if you're from out of town, like, I'm going to be a little bit more lenient with you. So totally on the same page. Totally.
Okay, love it, Stephanie. Thanks for calling. Buckeye fans, look out for Stephanie and Dunwoody. She's going to let you in. You will be able to merge with her. All right, awesome. Now you can consider yourself in the loop.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.